NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, this is Richard from Glass Fox. I'm talking about our new album, The New Happy, here on Totally Wide.
Can you tell me a bit about the album? It's called New Happy, right?
Yep.
Why is it called New Happy?
It's called The New Happy because one of the songs is called The New Happy. And I guess, yeah, it just came from that. Like, I think it's just a part of where my life is and wanting to make music that is like more of a celebration and like a good vibe rather than like a downy kind of woes me piece of art. That's a big part of why it's called The New Happy. So the song The New Happy, for me it's one of my kind of most favourite songs I've ever written. I really like the chord progression of it. It's got this kind of slow sexiness to it. That song's unashamedly about falling in love.
It's me. It would be so easy. It's love and it will take you all. Come get it now. So real. It could be so beautiful. It's love. The time is right. If you could wait a little longer, baby, it'll be alright. And it was alright. Go lucky, go well. Just like Romeo. Naked as they come, bathed in golden sunlight. What is done is already done. It would be so beautiful.
Mind Read is the first song on the album. It starts off with a Countin, and that's Benny from Benny's Videos, who played with us in the band for a couple of years and is all over this album singing. Did an amazing job in the studio and was really awesome to work with. Yeah, we sort of both sung on most of the songs, and his vocals added something really special to the mix. Lyrically, the Mind Reader is about lots of the content I was consuming at the time, and I think you can hear that in the lyrics. I was reading Patti Smith's Just Kids. I was really obsessed with the Smiths' Strange Ways, Here We Come, and Roxy Music's Flesh and Blood, and Paul Simon's Still Crazy After All These Years. Yeah, I was listening to those records heaps at the time.
It's me, not that automatic dream, sitting here waiting on summer. Spare me from that awful in-between, with fantasy dreams become magic,
I wrote Miss Woolly. I was teaching in a primary school in Wellington, which I do sometimes for a job. This song's about being a child at primary school and making friends and running around a plate at lunchtime. It's not something I've ever written about, but it kind of made sense with the feel of this song.
Playground is hard. Everyone's had a sore, not fun.
is the third track on the record. I guess it's about Brooklyn and New York. Me and Rowan took Glass Vaults to New York and to the east coast of America in 2012 and played a bunch of shows and spent sort of 6 or 7 weeks in New York writing and finishing off some music there and just having a nice time. And when we got back, it was a really sort of changing time. I think that was the point where we decided to change the scope of the band. And the before that, we were making a lot of more ambient sort of spatial music, really super dreamy, shoegazy, dream pop vibe, which was quite popular at the time. And then, yeah, when we got back, we just kind of got bored of that and wanted to try something new. And a part of it's about one night when we were in Brooklyn and we met up with a mutual friend over there who I think we both had a crush on at the time. And we had like a three-way date on her rooftop with a picnic and olives and cheese. And it was all very lovely looking out over the Manhattan skyline. For me, Brooklyn, I was wanting to create a song which was sounded like the classic New Zealand summer. For me, I was thinking of like Tip Top ads, and in particular there's this Fruju ad that I remember from the 90s where they're all on this boat, this kind of yacht, and they're jumping off. So I really like the idea of creating that in a song.
I'm a butterfly, taking my time. I'm a skeleton, bleached and white. I took a trip from the other side, and I met you on the Manhattan sky.
I'm
I wrote Bleach Blonde, I can remember it quite clearly, late one night in our studio, which, we had on Willis Street in Wellington. This song is about a character farewelling and sort of celebrating the end of a relationship, or the end of a journey, and the idea of, like, being bleached by the sun, being changed for better or for worse. There's an optimistic kind of thread through this song.
Celebrate, you're different.
was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.